This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome, KLID, 1340 AM, Poplar Bluff, Missouri, to the most exciting, entertaining, and sometimes informative show on earth. That's Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny with Denise Dirks, Cal Hunter, and Todd Kunin. Cal Hunter is our producer that's not supposed to talk, but he usually does. But he is a three-time Emmy Award nominee, but never a winner, so we allow him to talk. Right, Cal?
Not saying nothing.
Remember, call us at 855-LAW-RADIO. This is a wonderful three-hour show of fun and entertaining, but yet informative stuff about what's going on in the law, because there is so many fun things to discuss, especially, bam, it hit. What was the biggest thing out there you guys are thinking? The California State Bar Exam accidentally sends out the topics for the essays to professors throughout California. Whoopsie doopsie. We're going to talk about that.
Which one of their nephews was taking the exam?
Exactly right. And it's funny, no other professors in the United States other than California professors received it. And so we are going to discuss that today. We also have case or no case. Remember, we're talking about general topics of law. Seek counsel from local lawyers. We are California lawyers. I can practice. My name is Fred Penny in the Washington, D.C. However, just remember, at our website, if you want to talk to an attorney, there's lists of attorneys from different parts of the country. But we are so happy to have new affiliates coming on. Of course, I just brought up at the beginning of the hour the newest affiliate, KLID, in Poplar Bluff, Missouri. In fact, I looked up Poplar Bluff, Missouri. Yeah. Blah, 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 blah. Todd's laughing while he holds his cookies over there. Anyway, it's a beautiful town.
What a great name for a town, isn't it?
No, it is.
Don't you think? I mean, Poplar Bluff. There's trees on the little... You can see it, can't you?
No, it is beautiful, and so I'm excited about that. And we do have, on the 15th, I think, of August, or around that area, we've got a really big, good station coming up that's going to be adding us, so we're excited about that.
Of course, all of our stations are big and good, and we thank them all.
We're excited, Cal. Cal and I were talking about this during the week. It is just coming full force. We actually have national people calling us. We can't say detailed, but this wanting to be involved in our show now. Before, Cal, it was like, hey, do you want to please be involved in our show? Now it's calling us, huh, Cal?
Well, I have my begging clothes. Like, where am I?
That's exactly right.
But it's really good, Fred, that what you've done and what our affiliates director has done as far as getting this show out there, because there's so much good stuff on it, people want to hear it. So here we go.
Right, and Fred. It is Fred and Cal. We did. We love Denise and Todd, but it was Cal and I started this out as a little side thing that we just. It was a napkin one, wasn't it, Cal?
It was a table napkin lunch meeting.
Yeah, it's like, hey, let's do this, and it might take off. Let's see if the wives will put up with us doing this. And guess what? The wives now are saying, shoot, we thought it wouldn't make it.
The number one show, in my opinion, out there. Other than us. Thank you, Cal, for being here, setting up. Cal and I have definitely been up late nights working hard, getting this thing going. Thank you very much.
It's like a bad country song. Dim lights, guitars, and loud, loud music.
That's it. We're here, though. We're going to talk about the Epstein. Okay, we're going to announce it. It just came up. It just, the latest news, Epstein was found dead in his cell today, and was it today? They just
And for those of you living, that's Jeffrey Epstein, the alleged
billionaire.
We have to technically say alleged, but the alleged billionaire pedophile who escaped a harsher sentence, shall we say, or punishment in Florida a while ago and was taken into custody for New York, in New York for more recent activity, but yes, found dead in his jail cell.
And actually had, prior to this, had been found in his jail cell with, you know, burns around his neck and attempted suicide, they claim, and he was on suicide watch. And Todd's going to talk a little bit about that later on. We're going to talk about the kind of lay out the Epstein case briefly, but he could talk about some interesting things about how can they, as a former prosecutor and as a criminal lawyer, how can they, you know, hang themselves or harm themselves in any way in the jail cells? I don't know. I don't get that, but we'll discuss that later. We're also going to do case or no case, which is a favorite segment for most of the people that listen to this. It's a situation where we just throw a case out. Cal tries to trick the three lawyers, and if you want to join in, you call 855-LAW-RADIO, or what's that phone number, Denise?
855-529-7234.
And or tweet us at Radio Law Talk. Remember, we always say this. A lot of people don't want to be on the air, but you can still tweet us or you can call us, and Cal will just state what your answer is, and you don't have to be on the air. So that's important. Remember, we're talking about general topics of law. Make sure you go to your local counsel if you have any questions about the law. We are only good for one thing here on Radio Law Talk, and that is around the dinner table with the in-laws during the holidays, or even not during the holidays, where they say, that's exactly what they say.
Yes.
They say, hey, you know what? They say the law is as follows. And you say, well, excuse me, I have one above you. They say is nobody, and I have Radio Law Talk. So that's what you use.
It reminds me, there's always these conspiracy theorists out there that think there's some sort of cabal of wealthy families that rule the United States and the world economy. And around the dinner table, there is also the cabal of, quote, they.
That's right.
This infamous group that conducts studies and does all sorts of things and adds to dinner time fodder.
Yep. So we're also going to talk about a number of things. There's so many discussions going on about, I don't know if it's just us, but there are these lawsuits galore on copyright issues with songs. And we're going to talk about more issues with songs that are being sued, people that own songs or have songs that are supposedly being sued. And this is the one we discussed last week, which is Katy Perry's song. What's the name of it?
Dark Horse.
You know what it is. And this individual.
And Flame. Flame's song. And now I'm going to forget the name of that one.
I'm telling you, it's the new marketing ploy.
Yeah, noise.
Not just marketing ploy. It's good for lawyers, apparently, because lawyers are suing like crazy on it. And by the way, that one, if you want to listen to our podcast, go to our www.readylawtalk.com and you can hear it. But what happened is, they lost, that is, Katy Perry lost, but the damages were what? You know, hundreds of thousands of dollars is what it was?
It was like half a million.
Nothing.
Hers was half a million.
Portion.
The whole damage was two and a half, and she had to pay $500,000.
Yeah. And it sounds like a lot, but ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you, the amount of fight that occurred with those lawyers, the time and the amount of lawyers that had to work on that, they lost money. Everyone's like, oh, well, that's a big money. No, they lost
money. Katy Perry sneezes, and that much money's in her handkerchief.
That's exactly right. No, that's right. Not quite sure how sneezing had anything to do with it, but that's okay.
Well, just green in the hanky was the whole point.
Okay, nice.
Yeah, like, that's why Cal's behind the glass and we're on this side.
But he's still got a microphone.
I know, we've got to cut that mic off.
Okay,
and then we're going to talk about a Showtime lawsuit with Whitney Houston's family, Bobby Brown's sued Showtime. Say that three times. We're also, there's a whole bunch of things. Meatloaf. We got to talk about not the meatloaf you eat, but Meatloaf the singer is actually sued for I Would Do Anything for Love. One of my favorite songs of all time. And it's just, there's a lawsuit, copyright lawsuit, and it settles. And we're going to discuss that. We also got, then we're going to jump into the sports realm. You know, we've got a lot of issues about sports franchises, lawsuits against basketball teams. The Raiders take a big win against the city of Oakland. We're going to talk about all that. Well, thanks for joining us. Again, I'm your host, Frederick Penny. Come on back. We're going to get into case or no case.
If you'd rather listen to streaming, wait for a minute. We'll be streaming as soon as we can on Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com. Thanks for listening.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. That's 800-918-1376.
Not all law firms have extensive experience in all areas of the law. It's wise to look for firms that have knowledge and understanding in your particular area of concern. So go to prolawfirms.com. They have listings of attorneys in key areas of practice, such as family law, estate planning, personal injury, bankruptcy, and so forth. When you're looking for a lawyer that has extensive experience in your particular area of need, go to prolawfirms.com. That's prolawfirms.com.
ProLawFirms.com is not a law firm and does not endorse or recommend any specific law firm.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now, 800-503-8625, 800-503-8625, 800-503-8625.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show.
This is Radio Law Talk.
Well, we're about ready to start the most important part of Radio Law Talk, and that's case or no case. Cal, go ahead if you can, roll that.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Yay!
Sure, why not?
Nothing else to do, right?
I'm going to start off the story of the case or no case today with a story about Cindy Sparkler Danielson.
Say that five times fast.
Cindy Sparkler Danielson. She had a problem because of an ugly incident in the late 1960s in which her fingers were burned. Two of them became inflexible because of scar tissue, ending her career as a rock and roll musician. Of course, she was only seven at the time, so she didn't have a career, but the dream dies hard.
Like those people, Mr. Penny, my kid's NFL career was about ready to take off. How old is he now? Nine. Yeah. He was in an auto accident. Now he will not be an NFL player. Oh, okay, let's sue for that one.
So Sparkler became a concert buff. She just loved rock and roll music. So one time she went to an appearance of the band Blue Cheer at the Winterland Arena in San Francisco in the 1970s. And in her thinking, the music was so good. And then later on, while playing around online, she saw that someone, on a classic concert site, she saw that someone had sneaked a recorder into that show and made a bootleg recording of the actual concert. And, oh, by the way, the tape was now for sale. So Sparkler bought the tape. And she listened. And she said, "This is just a bunch of music in the background of people cheering and talking amongst themselves. I want my money back." All $179 of it. Cindy did well in the dot-com boom. A disappointed Ms. Danielson sought counsel because the seller refused on the grounds it was a live recording, and he made no guarantee of quality. Cindy said, "I can't even tell if this is the real band or the real show." And so I ask you, case or no case, when someone provides a concert recording, do they have any obligation? I'm going to start to see. I'm going to start with Mr. Penny. It's Fred's turn. To
yeah, but I want to clarify some yeah. stuff. Well, let's go through because
sure.
I mean I'm not the smartest guy in the world, but this I'm so confused.
Well, as it turns out, neither am I.
Yeah, I know. So Cindy Sparkler Donaldson.
Right.
Let me. So
Danielson.
Danielson. So at age seven, she wanted to become a. You know,
she wanted to play music.
Right, okay, I got that. So she goes to a concert in the 1970s.
Right, so she was young. She was a 60s child. She hurt her hand.
Okay.
But later on, when she was an adult, somebody she saw had bootlegged this Blue Cheer concert.
Stop, the one from the 1970s.
Correct, but this was so this was an old tape, but a modern attempt to buy it online for $179.
And she bought it for $179.
And she said, "I can't even hear the band. I'm not even sure it's even them." So she was bummed and upset. So I ask you, Mr. Penny, case or no case?
Well, absolutely it's a case because it's so stupid and realistic, and that's the dumbest thing in the world I've ever heard. So absolutely it's a case.
Okay.
And she's got too much money to deal with in her life. So the $179 she sued, I believe that actually is a case that she sued. But I don't think that there's, you know, I guess a lot of it depends upon on the Internet when she bought it online, did it have any guarantees or warranties of the quality or what it's supposed to sound like. Because the 1970s, I did live through that era, and I'll guarantee you, I have some tapes from the 1970s. I might still have them around. Good luck and listen to anything. It was reel to reel back then, wasn't it?
Well, this was a cassette.
I don't know how. It must have been late 70s, but I bet you it didn't sound very good for sure. Or maybe it was my band I was in didn't sound very good.
Either way.
Maybe it was both. So case, yes, and she does not prevail.
All right. Going to the dealer's left, Mr. Kunin, what say you, case or no case?
Fred, what did you play in that band? Were you like the lead saxophone player?
No, I was a pianist. I've been playing the piano since I was 6 years old.
I've been playing the guitar since I was 15 and piano since I was 8. We should take this show on the road. Denise, can you sing?
I can sing.
All right. Great, Cal.
I unfortunately played both keyboards and guitar. My instruments are taken, but I can fake the bass.
Yeah, you know, he plays the spoons.
The
that's what he plays. I like it. All right. I stalled long enough. Look, you know, this case here reminds me of, you know, let's just change things a little bit. If somebody purchased, back when it was illegal, a bag of marijuana that turned out not to be a marijuana, would they have a case because they purchased something that was illegal? And if I'm not mistaken, the reason they call them bootleg copies is because there's a copyright issue and they didn't have the authorization to record the dang thing to begin with. So I think that this probably happened, but no case can be filed over this. And if she does file it, she's almost admitting some sort of liability on her part for knowingly trying to purchase an unauthorized recording of something. So I'm going to say it's a true occurrence, but no case materialized out of it. Nothing was filed.
Okay. Very well, Ms.
I still don't know what the significance is of the injury to the case. I'm trying to figure that out.
Well, that caused her to be a concert goer.
Okay.
Instead of being
all
a player, right. She decided she was a music fan, so she liked to listen because she couldn't play.
Okay.
No, it's not. It's a red herring. It's what we call the red herring in any kind of a factual scenario.
What's a red herring?
Do you know what the origin of
the red herring
is?
Designed to throw you off.
What?
It's designed to throw you off.
The red herring?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha.
So, so I'm thinking about this, and I'm kind of on the same page as Todd, because I feel like Blue Cheer is the one that could actually sue for copyright infringement. And she bought a bootleg tape. She can't enforce that because basically it's a criminal act. She can't go in and have the court sanction the criminal act, and per purchase is a criminal act as well.
But what's the statute of limitations on a bootleg tape?
Well, okay, you're asking me that question. Statute of limitations on a bootleg tape is what's the length of the copyright?
Yeah.
Right? Basically.
Fair enough.
So is that, does that make sense? 35
years.
Yeah.
So I'm
going to
say this.
1970, that's way long past.
I have to say this. I feel like it's a true scenario, but she did not sue.
Okay. We got that
going.
That's
what I'd like to say.
We got about 30 seconds left. So we're going to, when we come back, we're going to find out whether or not Denise, Todd, or Fred's right on case or no case. I think Denise and I kind of got there the same way, but you did say there was a case, right?
No, I said there's no case.
So there's no cases, and Fred Penny says there's a case.
Yeah.
Please.
Okay, so you say scenario case.
I say case.
Okay. Scenario no case was filed.
Yeah.
Right.
We'll be back.
All right. Stick around. More is coming right up on Radio Law Talk.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. That's 800-263-2610.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. That's 800-617-9312.
You
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Billionaire financier Jeffrey Epstein was found dead in his prison cell. With that story, here's USA's Wendy King.
Jeffrey Epstein, the millionaire financier and accused sex trafficker, was found dead by suicide at a Manhattan jail. Officials say he was found at the Metropolitan Correction Center in New York and that he hanged himself. He was transported to a hospital in Lower Manhattan. Upon arrival, he was in cardiac arrest. Epstein, 66, was being held on federal sex trafficking charges. He had pleaded not guilty and was denied bail. The indictment in the case showed that he sought out minors, some as young as 14, from at least 2002 through 2005, and paid them hundreds of dollars in cash for sex at either his Manhattan townhouse or his estate in Palm Beach, Florida. He faced up to 45 years in prison if found guilty.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now, it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your case.
Radio Law Talk. Now back to the show.
What a name. Cindy Sparkler Donaldson is the name of the lady that was in the 70s watching the Blue Cheer.
Danielson.
Danielson, yes. Danielson. Yeah.
Okay, Danielson, Donaldson, Sparkler, Cindy.
Tomato, tomato, whatever.
Whatever. And then, don't forget, so she gets this bootleg copy recently and pays $179 for it, and here, listens to it, and it's like, of this actual concert that she went to when she was a young gal and in the 70s, and she's upset because it's a bunch of gobbledygook. You can hardly hear anything. It's an old cassette tape. And, you know, the question is, can she sue this individual who, quote, had this, some say, this bootlegged copy or not?
And, yeah, and she's not suing the band. She's suing the guy in the in the audience who had this.
Right, tape. Who sold it.
And she suspected when she hears it that, you know, this guy just has a scam. Sending a bunch of noise and people talking, and it's not even, he probably sells fake copies of hundreds of shows. Who knows? But this is the one she looked for.
So she actually burned her fingers by her sparkler.
Correct.
That's why they call her Cindy Sparkler.
That's why she's called Cindy Sparkler, because she couldn't play the guitar anymore, so she became a fan by going to concerts instead.
Okay, Cal. So Denise and Todd both say it is not a case, but it's a real scenario. I said it's a case, and she loses. Go ahead, Cal.
So now I don't know how to score this.
I do. Give it all to me.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Okay.
For those of you who say this was a case, may I see? Okay, well, no.
Oh,
okay.
Man.
Right. For those of you who say this was a real scenario, may I see?
Oh, my gosh.
For a guy who didn't know how to score this, you came to your conclusion pretty quick.
Yep. Of your pal Cal's imagination. And that, ladies and gentlemen...
What to tell about Cal's, what he thinks about late at night?
Case, or in this case, no case.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was no case, absolute full trickery, and yep. Cal Hunter just getting the lawyers to fall for it. We got zeros all the way across.
All the way across. And next hour, by the way, or next time on Case or No Case, I will take you to... Galveston, Texas.
Allegedly.
Well, the scenario will take you to Galveston, Texas. All right, that's case or no case.
Hey, thanks, Cal.
Yeah.
So, look, you know, the latest news, we try to stay up on the latest news, and usually, you know, this is a weekend show, and it's pretty rare that big things happen over the weekend, but Epstein just... you know, was found dead in his jail cell. So let's back up those of you who have been, again, I always say living under a rock, who Epstein is. Latest I saw, he's worth about $1 billion. And he made his money by on Wall Street, right, as one of those financiers and I don't know, hedge fund guys.
So he claims. I mean, his most recent claim somebody had heard was they couldn't find any of his documentation, and his claim was, well, it was lost when the towers went down in 9/11.
Yeah.
Apparently there was no digital copy anywhere. But
so there were the basic allegations. He was arrested in New York at one of his apparently $72 million is a $72 million
mansion.
New York mansion, mm-hmm. And he was arrested, and he's apparently being prosecuted for sex trafficking, among other things, with young girls. Now, here's the interesting thing that to be noted: there was a former case quite some time ago against him, a civil case that he settled out of court.
No, a criminal
case that they settled out of court for kind of the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's in prison, being held, and the issue was he tried to get bail, and they said no because he's a flight risk because he has two or three jets. So some interesting facts about, let's go behind the scenes about these jets. It's a Boeing 727. It's kind of the more famous jet that he has, and it's called Lolita Express. Again, Lolita Express is what his jet is called, and it's a customized 727. Those of you who don't know what that is, that's a pretty big Boeing jet. I mean, for a private jet. It's not one of the bigger ones that you get onto and fly around in, like, Southwest or Delta or United, but it's pretty big for a private jet.
Wasn't the JFK Air Force One a 727 for some reason?
Might have been. Yeah. Well, I thought there were 737s.
It might have been, yeah.
But most of them are 737 or above. So anyway, that's where some underage girls were alleged to have been taken to his homes in Florida, and this resort, Denise, that we were just looking at is a massive resort. I mean, it's like
it's a
private island.
Mm-hmm.
And then you notice something different about that island that isn't normal, which is his house or his...
Well, his bedroom is off to the right side of the main house. It doesn't even attach to the main house.
Separate.
So it's a separate bedroom, and it's kind of just, I don't know, it doesn't feel right.
So the other thing that was interesting about this is now it's going to be, the who's who are going to be brought in. And first of all, we knew that the pilots were going to be subpoenaed to testify or at least put under oath to figure out what they knew or what they saw. And let's back up to this plane. Who has been on this plane with him? Now, again, we're going to mention this. This does not mean these people have done anything wrong. I mean, don't forget, I brought this up many a times. There's so many people that people rub shoulders with. You never know what they're doing behind the scenes. You don't know. And if they find out there's something wrong with them, doesn't mean that you're, like, you know, doing it also. So you have to understand that. But it's very interesting. This guy was so well known that Prince Andrew's been on this jet. Harvard professor Alan Dershowitz has been on it.
And how do you know that these people have been on it? They have flight logs. They have to keep flight logs on this. Some of the other people who have been on has been probably the one most notable is President Clinton. And in fact, President Clinton had said, you know, nothing had occurred. And I'm going to jump on President Clinton's side on this one. You know, he's not traveling by himself. He's traveling with Secret Service. The odds of something happening when President Clinton's on there is slim and none, in my opinion.
And that goes for President Trump, because
that's
he
exactly
also
right.
was, in, yeah, he also was involved with Mr.
Yes,
Einstein.
But he's never been, to my knowledge, on the plane.
Yeah, I don't believe Trump. I mean, Trump had his own plane.
Right.
I don't think Clinton does. But yeah, you got Clinton, former Secretary of National Security Advisor Sandy Berger, the President of Colombia Andres Pastrana, Naomi Campbell, the model. Let's see, another Harvard alum, the president of Harvard, Larry Summers, and Kevin Spacey, Chris Tucker. You know,
well, actually, Kevin Spacey was kind of a big event where they went for, it was Clinton, Kevin Spacey, Chris Tucker went to Africa on his plane to do a project to raise awareness about poverty and AIDS. And so, you know, hey, why not go on that, you know, President Clinton? That's a good thing to do.
And one thing that we should point out also is it's common for folks that have jets to Epstein might not have even been on the jet when it went. I mean,
right.
It could be one of those things where, let's say, Bill Clinton wants to go to Africa to do this outreach for poverty and AIDS and says to Epstein, can we use your jet? And Epstein says, sure, you know, I'll foot the bill. It'd be some write-off for Epstein. And they take it and they go. And, they use the jet, but if Epstein wasn't on it,
right.
You know, there's no real association, and that's common for that to happen as well.
But the core issue here is guilt by association.
That's true.
What did you know? When did you know it? What was going on that plane? Did you know what else was going on that plane? Those are issues. Would have been issues in a trial, wouldn't it?
Right, but here's the thing you're missing on that, Cal. Guess how many times that plane was flying?
Oh, millions.
I mean, it's just all over the place. But just because you get on a jet... Now, if you're on the jet with Epstein all the time, that's maybe when you ask the question.
That's my point.
But when you are not on the plane when he's not there, then, you know, then that's moot, in my opinion.
I would want to know, on that count, Cal, I would want to know, when did it become common knowledge or rumored knowledge around that it wasn't Epstein's jet, the 727, but was more commonly referred to as the Lolita Express?
Right.
Because if you are flying on a plane that has already garnered the reputation of being that, probably not the wisest move from a public relations standpoint to take that jet, but I don't know when that name started being promulgated. I don't. So.
Well, here's the most interesting thing about, you make sure you get your facts straight. Don't forget they have the logs, and you know it's rare that they cheat those up. So the President Clinton responded, I've only been on 4 trips in his airplane. Sure enough, the logs show 12 trips that President Clinton was on that plane. Big deal, right? But just, you know, make sure you don't.
If you don't know the number, don't say a number.
Yeah. So anyway, that's I doubt any of these people had anything to do with it. But anyway, it's no longer. This trial is gone.
Well, the criminal side of it, civil side's going to rank up now.
And we'll talk about that later. Well, we'll be back. We're going to talk about Philadelphia Phillies are suing to keep their mascot from becoming a free agent. We'll be right back.
What?
Yeah.
No Philly fanatic? We'll talk about that and more coming up next right here on Radio Law Talk. And we thank you for listening.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
If you want to... Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Adam Baratta, author of the book Gold is a Better Way. It became a national bestseller. It's now become a movement. My member site went live 1 year ago, and since that time, gold is up $250, It's outperforming the highest flying stock market in history by 15%. And for the first time, I'm opening up my live gold summit to non-members. This is a $1,500 ticket for free. Join me and my over 5,000 members via live stream on August 14th and learn the secrets to the next gold boom. The event is for investors with over $100,000. If that's you, text the words Gold Summit to 49776. That's the words Gold Summit to 49776. Get your $1,500 ticket for free for our August 14th live event now. Text Gold Summit to 49776 and join the movement. Text the words Gold Summit to 49776. That's the words Gold Summit to 49776.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Are you serious?
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now, back to your host, Frederick Penny.
We're going to talk about the Philadelphia Phillies mascot in a second here, but following up on Epstein, and just, you know, we talk after the break, during the break, and it's some interesting things that Todd and Denise both brought up that I want to bring up about the Epstein case and about how this guy can hang himself in a jail when he's on suicide watch.
Exactly. You know, we talked about early on that, I think it was a week ago, they found him. There was a medical situation. They found marks on his neck, and he was on the ground in his cell. And it was opined that he had tried to commit suicide or something along those lines. And so he was put on suicide watch. And one thing to note is that there is no one-size-fits-all suicide watch. There are varying degrees. For example, one form of suicide, the first thing that happens in all cases is they remove anything that they think you could reasonably use to fashion a device used to hang yourself.
Like your sheet.
Your sheets.
Like your socks.
Shoelaces, things like that. However, I will say this, unless they absolutely strip somebody naked, they're going to try to fashion some. If you're wearing pants, for example, There's something
but
you
how
can
do you hang yourself when there's nothing to hang it from?
Well, it's not up in the air, maybe. You can hang yourself from the side of your bed. You just have to be persistent.
And hanging yourself is a very generalized term. All that means is using some device that cuts off either the airflow or circulation to your
brain. Right, asphyxiate.
Foot of the bed, belt around, and just slumping down until you asphyxiate. I mean, that is a fairly common way. It's
and not necessarily swinging. And he actually didn't die. Of hanging himself, he caused himself to go into cardiac arrest. So when he was removed from the jail cell, he was taken to the hospital under cardiac arrest.
Which tells me this. If that's the case, it sounds like, again, I'm just trying to read the tea leaves here, but it sounds like he intended to hang himself. What he did was, using whatever he could use, it put him into a situation where the death was prolonged. It wasn't a hanging. Cardiac arrest was what ended up happening as a result of that. But going back to the varying forms, one is to go ahead and just take those things out. Another would be to do what's called periodic checks, where a guard, somebody comes by your jail cell once every 15 minutes. You are in that type of monitoring. Well, you can time those, and there's a lot of time in a 15-minute time span. Then it gets a little bit more invasive where you have what's called one-to-one, where somebody is actually sitting there, and you are no further than arm's length away from this person. And then the most invasive one for Suicide Watch would be to put somebody in a 4 points restraint, and obviously that wasn't the case here.
There's also the eye in the sky, and I believe there was an eye in the sky in this case, a video camera on him.
I would think that would probably be attendant to all of the forms just for monitoring, but you know, there's also the period of time between seeing something happening and getting there before the act can be completed. So he had those that he was under, and like I said, unless you took every piece of clothing off him, they're going to fashion something.
So this is something I want to make a point of. You know, he, by taking his own life, he virtually caused another harm to these victims, because it is pretty clear that the statute of limitations civilly, it's different than the criminal statute of limitation, civil statute of limitations is probably run. And these victims now probably do not have any monetary recourse to go after his estate, because it's very similar to California, that personal injury is caused, and this is from actual assault or battery, it's 1 year from the date of the incident, and then the other one could potentially be kidnapping, because he would have taken them on an airplane to a place that they, you know, out of their jurisdiction, and that is the limit. There's no time limit to that, but there's 5 years.
So 1 year, it might be two. I'm not quite sure from the time that they found out, but I don't want.
Oh, in California.
Yeah, in California. Yeah. In a lot of states, it's two, three sometimes. But anyway.
Also, Fred, many times in California, I thought for a sexual assault of a minor, it's from the date of reporting, not from the date of the crime. Isn't that true?
Well, we don't know. I mean, I don't practice in New York, so I can't say that.
No, I mean, in California, isn't that the case?
I don't know.
In California, it is a certain amount of time after the individual becomes an adult, which gives them the opportunity to make the report as an adult. I believe it's 10 years. So if something happened when somebody was a minor, they have till they're 28.
Yeah, that's the criminal statute.
For the criminal statute. Right. Well, one other thing I want to point out here. You remember the Aaron Hernandez case that
yes.
we did?
Absolutely.
The tight end. And mm-hmm. after all the sentencing and before he went back to do the trial, he was found dead in his cell. Now, after that happened, a lot of people had the same concerns that you shared, Denise, about you know, justice for the victims, and that was denied. But then the conspiracy theorists came out. Even his fiance, to whom he left a lot of money for the for his child and stuff, came out and said, he wasn't talking about killing himself. Where is this coming from? You know, just trying to imply that some sort of nefarious activity took place to shut him up or to do whatever. And my point on it is this. If that cloud can apply in the Aaron Hernandez case, given the number of people that we know were on the logs and all that, you know that same cloud of suspicion, if it hasn't already, is going to start rolling in on this case, where people start looking at, well, wait a minute, yeah, Suicide Watch is invasive, so how is it that somebody could do that? Is there something else going on? And you know, anybody who's ever seen a plot of any television show or movie is going to think, this could be something going on, so we're going to see that stuff coming in too.
Yeah.
you know, maybe he didn't do this and somebody else thrust it upon him to save their name. And
well, not just that. He's got a lot of money. And who knows what happens if he did want to commit suicide. You want to look the other way, if you know what I mean.
Isn't it really just a case of a powerful guy saying to all of his victims and everybody else, I'm going to be in control at the end of my life. You know what? I am the guy in charge. You guys can try to take away my freedom. To heck with all of you. I'm not going to face you. I'm going to die.
I felt like it was the ultimate narcissistic move, to be candid with you.
I can't argue that. Yeah.
Denise and I were talking about this just before the show got started. It's interesting. If the scenario was different, so here we are, what is today, the 11th or 10th. The 10th of August, Jeffrey Epstein is dead by his own hand, so it appears. If this, and people are talking about it being a narcissistic act and all of that. If the scenario was different, and let's say when they went to take him into custody 2 weeks ago, he resisted and there was a firefight and a sniper took him out. People, by and large, would be... Well, good for that. Look at the money you saved in a trial, and he got what his... The difference between those two scenarios is the volition of Epstein. This is something he did on his own, versus in that scenario, it would be him trying to get away, and somebody else took him out. I think that people just have a problem, rightly so, with the fact that he tried to exercise one last bit of control.
Well, I got to say, it's a conspiracy issue. I still am going to say this, and I'm going to think this. How in the world is he allowed to commit suicide knowing, one, he already did it before.
He already tried.
And second, there, you know he's being watched. And I've seen those. They've got cameras on. And how do you do that without someone looking the other way? And again, I'm not saying this happened, but the guy with $1 billion, I wonder if he can be... And he has cardiac arrest. Let's do a toxicology report and see what was in his system. Maybe something was slipped to him.
Well, is watch.
So you're trying to raise that conspiracy
theory. I am. I'm raising all kinds of conspiracy theories.
I'd be not legal. I would be wanting to see the bank accounts of everybody responsible for monitoring him.
But here's another point. Who are the saddest people on the planet after all of this happened? Besides the victims, there's a genuine connection. The saddest people on the planet are Jeffrey Epstein's lawyers.
Oh, that could be. But, apparently Attorney General Barr is very upset, and he wants to investigate what went down here and how he was left alone. I mean, how did he do it? How was he allowed? So
that
we're going to see something come out of that, too.
I think we're going to talk about that. But, really quick, let's Philadelphia Phillies are sued to keep their mascot from becoming a free agent. We only have a few minutes left. Fanatic. You know, Fanatic is a cute... fun, well-known mascot, and I'm gonna do this teaser, and I know we're not supposed to do this, but I'm gonna do it anyway because I'm running the show. I'm gonna tease you for the next hour. I know we're not. Oh, let's make it 1 hour so you can just cut it off and not listen to us. But my second hour, we're gonna talk about this. This is a 3-hour show, and if you can't listen to it, go stream it live on RadioLawTalk.com. It's streaming now. And go stream the second hour. But you know what? Let's talk about it second hours. And then we're going to have case or no case. Because this is very interesting about copyrights and the time period of when this was set up and they first made Fanatic in 1970s. We'll be back right after this. I'm Fred Penny with Todd and Denise.
Who owns the Philly Fanatic? It's coming up next time on Radio Law Talk. Stay tuned.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance. You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.